Trinadapi Sunichena Tarariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama 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 Eva Kivalam Kalo Nastiva 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 Gatiranyata. So this day is something I look forward to all year. And I actually meditate upon this day. There are two days in this temple that I think about all year long. One is Ratha Yatra. I have a particular service that's expected of me for Ratha Yatra. And then this Bhagavad Gita Mahayagya. And I've been privileged to lead the chanting of the Bhagavad Gita, and it's been so many times I've lost track how many, which I think that's good. And each year, when I finish the Bhagavad Gita Yajna, I feel completely rejuvenated, refreshed, and enlivened. Those of you who attended, how do you feel? How many will do it again next year? Yes. I always like to give the example. Every so many thousands of miles, you have to get your oil changed. So this Bhagavad Gita Yajna is a spiritual oil change. Because, for me at least, it sets the mood and the tone for the entire year. And this year, I tried to do this previously, but I wasn't successful. But this year, Krishna enabled me. A few years ago, I went through the entire Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada's Gita, and I took out all the excerpts where Prabhupada gives a summary understanding. And you'll notice that almost every chapter, either at the beginning, at the end, or in a very important section of his Gita, because keep in mind, he gave his Gita, Bhagavad Gita, as it is. And that was very, very important for Srila Prabhupada. That was so significant. And he mentions it in the beginning, that there have been many, many translations of Bhagavad Gita. But he said, almost in every case, the person translating put his own agenda. So Prabhupada, when he translated his Bhagavad Gita, he made it clear, Bhagavad Gita as it is. And those of us who were around when Prabhupada was present, and those of us who had chance to see him and hear him and be with him, that was one of the things that you very much liked about Srila Prabhupada, that he always gave it to you as it is. Prabhupada did not care for politically correct or this, no. His point was, as it is. I always like to give the example, when you go to a doctor, you don't want to go to a doctor who's going to sugarcoat everything, tell you that everything is hunky-dory, and is forgetting to tell you that you have cancer. You're not going to want to go to that doctor. You want to, like I go to a doctor, and I have a very funny relationship with my doctor. He's always surprised. How old are you? And when I tell him, he goes, God, I hope I look as good as you when I'm that age. He says, what's your secret? And then I tell him, it's called Krishna consciousness. But it's like, it's over his head. 60. So, Bhagavad Gita as it is. So I went through a few years ago and found all the pertinent excerpts where Prabhupada is giving a summary of the Gita. So this year was the first time I was actually able, in between the chanting of the shlokas, and we finished just on time. It was amazing how Krishna guided us. We didn't waste any time. We just chanted all the 700 shlokas, and I read all the excerpts. And what I see was that Prabhupada was emphasizing a few main points. One was the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita is that surrender to Krishna, which is the ultimate instruction of Bhagavad Gita, that surrender means devotional service. That was something that was repeated in almost every excerpt. There was at least 20 or so excerpts. Over and over again, he's emphasizing to surrender to Krishna means to be engaged in the 9 processes of devotional service, which you're doing right now. You're hearing. And this is the beginning. This is where spiritual life begins. Even you may be a disciple, or you may be a devotee, and you may have been doing spiritual life for many, many years. But the day will come when you realize, you know what? I have to get back to the basics. And that basic begins from hearing. And Prabhupada was very insistent in his temples. There must be nice, beautiful deity worship. Don't the deities look especially beautiful today? Rukmini Dwarkadish must be very, very... When I came in the temple room, I was like, they look exceptionally... They're always... You remember I used to say, the world's most famous, most beautiful deities. Anybody deny? Better not. Well, I'm taking it outside. These are the most famous both, but today... Rukmini Dwarkadish look exceptionally beautiful. And that must be, as Swabhas, our leader, told us, distributed how many thousands of books? 14,000 books. And then today, we chanted the 700 shlokas of Bhagavad Gita. Yes, Krishna reciprocates. This is what's so great about Krishna consciousness. You get, what does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Pratyak shavagamam dharmyam. You will see for yourself. It's not pie in the sky. You don't have to wait till you die. No. You can see the results right away. You just perform some kind of devotional activity and Krishna will reciprocate. That's been true in my life all throughout. And I'm sure it must be there for you. Otherwise, you're not going to continue coming. You're not going to continue to chant. You're not going to continue to surrender and serve and tolerate unless you're getting some personal reciprocation from Krishna in your life. That's what I love about Krishna consciousness. It's scientific. It's real. It's so real, sometimes it's scary how real it is. It's like, oh my God, this thing is really real. Yikes! But Prabhupada was saying in these excerpts, engage in devotional service. Don't worry about any other path. Just engage in hearing and chanting, remembering, praying, worshiping, serving, but it begins by hearing. So, every day, we should be starting our day with hearing and chanting. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasizes hearing and chanting. These are the building blocks of devotional service. No hearing and chanting, then your so-called spiritual life is an hallucination. This is the age of Kali. That's why I always chant that verse. You notice I chanted that verse. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kivalam. Kalona Steva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Gatiranyata. Lord Chaitanya was taught by his guru at the time of initiation. Chant Hare Krishna Mantra. And when we did the yajna, after every chapter, what did I tell everybody? Chant three times. Let's do it three times. Everybody. Two more. One more. Now another thing that Prabhupada was repeating chapter after chapter was that Krishna consciousness, devotional service, is done in the association of devotees. And that's why he called his society International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And this is the genius of Prabhupada. Many of you know, you can go to India, you can go to Australia, South America, you can go all over the world, and you can find people just like yourself. Devotees. People who understand you. Your real family. I don't know about you. Last week at this time, I was crying. My wife decided to call my father, and I told her, don't do it. But she didn't listen. So she got, when she was finished, she handed me the phone. I said, what's this? It's your father. I went, oh, no. And sure enough, he thinks I'm still 13 years old. Still, he's trying, and it used to be he was trying to convince me to give up Krishna and become a Catholic again. But those days are over. Now he feels he has to convert me to become a conservative Republican follower of Srila Rush Limbaugh. And so he would say something stupid, and then I would say something stupid, because that's how it happens when you talk politics. It becomes one stupid statement after another. Till finally, I'm screaming at him over the phone, and my wife is crying, and she says, stop it. And I said, well, you started it. Why did you give me the phone? And actually, my blood pressure went so high, I had to, like, just lie down on the bed. So, what I realized is, the problem is, that's not my family. This is my family. My family are the devotees. And you can go anywhere. This is so great. Go anywhere in the world. There are devotees. That is the genius of Srila Prabhupada. International society. Because Prabhupada knows it. Prabhupada is not just somebody who thought they were self-realized. He was self-realized. And he knows exactly how to make others Krishna conscious. That is the mark of a self-realized soul. He's got it, and he knows how to give it to others. And that's why you see all of us here today. Because of Srila Prabhupada's realization that he must give Krishna consciousness to everyone and anyone. All over the world. And he created an international society or a family. No matter where you go, you can find your family, with the central point being Krishna, the supreme lovable object. And that was another thing Prabhupada was hammering in each of those excerpts. That Krishna is God. That Krishna is supreme. That there's no one equal to or greater than Krishna. That Krishna is not an incarnation. That Krishna is the source. That Krishna is the last word in the absolute truth. Prabhupada did not cheat us. Prabhupada did not short sell us. Prabhupada has given us the topmost understanding. What is it? That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we are His parts and parcels. And that information should make you so happy. If you feel happy, say, Hari Bol! Then Prabhupada was also mentioning that you need a spiritual master. You have to learn this science of Krishna consciousness with the help of a spiritual master. Prabhupada would say many times, you can't just get a whole bunch of books and expect to be accepted to sit down for the medical exam. Doesn't work that way. You have to be trained. And you look at all your professions. An athlete, he's got a trainer. Everybody has a trainer. The only one who doesn't have a trainer are the politicians. But every other profession, you have somebody training you. So why is it that we have this thing, oh, I don't need anyone to help me? That's ludicrous. And Prabhupada repeats it in Bhagavad Gita, you need to take instruction from a spiritual master. To learn the science. It's a science. That's another thing what I like about Krishna consciousness. It's a science. That there are certain procedures. That there are certain techniques. If you follow the procedures and techniques, you will get the result. And then Prabhupada was answering that question. What is the result? And he'll love it when Prabhupada says, the result is love of God. Now me, a child of the 60s, a hippie, yes, proud of it, despite my conservative upbringing, I rebelled. But my whole thing, ever since I was a young teenager, looking for love, but in the wrong places. Dina, Michelle, Linda, and what was the result? Heartache, heartbreak, and what was I singing? The blues, the blues. But then Prabhupada came, and Prabhupada, so beautiful. Prabhupada, another thing. Prabhupada knew how to preach. This is something you don't see. There are so many sadhus and saints that they don't know how to preach. Prabhupada knows how to preach. He knows how to preach to the Americans, to the Indians, to all. He is self-realized. He knows how to preach. So Prabhupada, he spoke in such a way. He knew how to preach. Yes, you're all looking for love. But what you don't realize is that you will always be frustrated until you learn how to love Krishna. And I asked that question. Prabhupada was giving the Sunday Feast Lecture in Atlanta, March of 1975. And so, it was a Sunday Feast Lecture. Prabhupada said, are there any questions? So me, I was a brahmachari. So I said, this may be my only shot. I raised my hand. So I was way in the back. Actually, Prabhupada's Vyasa-san was in the back. So I was sitting up front by the deities. So I raised my hand and I said, Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? And Prabhupada asked his secretary, what did he say? And so the secretary repeated what I said. What pleases you the most, Prabhupada? Prabhupada, he closed his eyes and he bent his head downward and said in the microphone, when you love Krishna. That I take as my personal instruction from Srila Prabhupada, that I have to learn how to love Krishna. And how to do it, it's there in Bhagavad Gita. It's there throughout all his books. He's teaching us how to love Krishna. Who would like to learn how to love Krishna? Very good. That is, and Prabhupada was saying, that's the goal, the ultimate goal of life, how to learn how to love Krishna. And then, towards the end of the Bhagavad Gita, we always come upon that verse, which we learned its significance from Prabhupada because he quoted it. After the Bhagavad Gita is spoken, after Krishna lays down the law, surrender. Krishna makes it clear. He says so many things and then he makes it clear. Now Arjuna, you surrender. Give up everything else. Just surrender to me. I will deliver you. Who has faith? Who has faith that if they surrender to Krishna, Krishna will deliver them? You should all have your hands up. Krishna is watching you right now. He's seeing. What? He didn't raise his hand. What? Who do you think's taking care of you all this time, buddy? Krishna's like this. Hello? So, after Krishna lays down the law, surrender, then he says, now, anyone who preaches this message of Bhagavad Gita, which means to surrender to Krishna, to learn how to love Krishna, devotional service, anyone who preaches that message, Krishna says, there's no servant more dear to me. Just think, meditate on that. Krishna is saying that if you can preach something of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says there's no servant more dear to me. So the question has to be, do I want to become dear to Krishna? Yes, absolutely. Come to the head of the class. Very good. Absolutely. So, Krishna makes it clear, and Prabhupada explained it so many times. Preach. We have a slogan in ISKCON. It's one of the first things you learn. I learned it in 1973. When you first walk in the door, you learn a slogan. That utility is the principle. Prabhupada taught us how to utilize everything for Krishna. Nothing is taboo. Everything has its utilization to serve Krishna. Then you learn that purity, that's the force, not Darth Vader. No. The real force is purity. Cleanliness. Purity of heart. Purity externally. Cleanliness. My mother, my first guru, my mother, Nikki, cleanliness is next to godliness. And then I would say under my breath, and next to impossible too. But my mother would always hammer that. And then you learn from Prabhupada. Cleanliness, purity is the force. That's what gets it going. Whether it be preaching or anything, it's your purity. Then books are the basis. This is another thing, genius of Prabhupada. He made it so important. These books have to be read. The classic example, I believe it was here in this temple. They had just finished publishing a new volume. So the head person brought the book to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, we just published this new book of yours and we're going to distribute it like anything. Prabhupada said, no. First read it. Yes, Prabhupada wrote his books for you and for me. That's who he wrote these books for. Because he wants you to become Krishna conscious. He's not trying to become a famous author. He's not trying to become wealthy. He wrote his books. Why? Because he wants you to become Krishna conscious, a lover of God. So all of his books, that is the basis. Everything in this movement is done according to Prabhupada's books. And then, the ultimate principle, preaching is the essence. Just early today, one of my godbrothers asked me about this controversial point. And I told him, here's how I resolve everything. There's two ways of looking at it. You can look at things, how Vedic it is, how strict it is according to rules and regulations, or you can judge, how is this thing going to spread the preaching of Krishna consciousness? Of the two, preaching is far more important than all these little rules and regulations. I did not join the International Society for Rules and Regulations. No. Preaching is the essence. That's how Prabhupada thought. What decision he would make was, how is this decision going to affect the spreading of Krishna consciousness throughout the world? So Vas Prabhu is now going to take the mic and is going to show us how we can practically preach and become dear to Krishna. Sounds like a win-win situation. Everyone say, Hari Bol! Alright, Suvas, the show is all yours.
Thank you, Brother Narantara. Alright, we're just going to spend a few more minutes here just to see if we can get all of